Keep you in check if you don't know. Take off your makeup and your contour.
Do it sunrise to the sun. Shabala, bala, bala, bala.
Nice one.
So what's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Keep
what's
hitting. Shabalaba.
I thought you said your cringe food is still...
No, this one is... I'm doing this to annoy clients, so there's no cringe here.
Embrace the cringe.
Embrace the only by embracing the cringe can you ascend to my level.
I don't want to ascend. I'm okay being... And that's why I'm okay being weak.
Hold on. Did you say racy? What?
Did I say what?
You said racy.
I know what you're talking about, man.
Racist.
Now pause. Right. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Chat Trapper. Chat Trapper.
Race these nuts, bro. Yeah, racism. Yeah.
Hey, man. I got a trap for you. These nuts.
Wilma. We don't know yet. Will it fit?
You know, Candy.
Who is that? Not fit in your mouth.
All right. So, guys, welcome back to another episode of Chat Trap.
We are talking about guy problems today. We have someone very interesting here today. The battle beast himself. The Crimson King.
Crimson King. Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite himself.
Black Spamu.
Like us, he's a content creator, but he's serious because he has a YouTube channel. And we jokers are just in our mom's basement.
For now, anyway. We'll soon do a YouTube channel, don't worry.
You know, he has a YouTube channel. It's called Dear God Tinko Hoy. Reviews mangas. A lot of sick shit there. He also has an ass eating fetish. So.
Defend yourself. Yes, defend yourself, comrade.
Introduce yourself and defend yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Abba,
aka Dear God
Tinku Hoy,
aka the Crimson King.
Now, about that ass eating part, let me just tell you, I don't judge you guys if you do it, so if you like that, do your own thing. As for me, man, I just did all that. I know. Can't even lie, man.
Yeah, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Andy, what are you confessing to right now?
Me? I'm confessing that my love for the Lord. Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Okay. Look through to heaven. Inshallah.
So guy problems lie. Now.
Yeah, now.
Guy problems.
This topic is guy problems. That's how you're supposed to say it. But you don't know.
See, you know,
because
right
you are
now,
not ready. You are not ready to go to Tel Aviv on a missile.
I'm ready in Tel Aviv.
I'm viving this up. Okay, yeah, let me not complete that statement.
Okay. But seriously, guy problems.
Guy problems, you guys.
Guy problems.
Yo, guys, good luck. A lot of stuff. Like, might be embarrassing, might be depressing. Mm-hmm. I think guys go through a lot. Except for the fact that I don't just sound sexist here.
You're going to be sexist, yeah.
It's unavoidable.
Oh, of course.
No offense, it's unavoidable. But there's things that guys go through that we don't mention. I don't know whether you guys have seen this post sometimes when there's a girl that asks them when there's something wrong with you, who do you want to tell? And the guy comes up like, he doesn't tell anybody, nobody.
Why would I tell anybody?
Like, nobody gives a shit about
me. All of you here will laugh at me.
This idiot, I opened up to this phone and till today he's calling me loser. Why would I tell you anything?
First of all, isn't there some truth to the loser gist? Aren't you kind of a loser?
When I'm telling you about my plight, I'm not telling you so that I'll hear that I'm a loser. I've already heard this. That's what I'm telling you.
But
you not come and start calling me loser.
But you agree that you're a loser.
I'm not a loser.
Okay. The ironic part about this stuff, right, Matt, is a guy can go to his fellow guys and tell them the issues, right?
Yeah.
And then we relate to it and we make a joke out of it.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, we end up laughing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
It reduces that depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also is not taking the situation seriously. Which is a double-edged sword because you're not really dealing with the problem.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, I agree. Andy. It can be a double-edged sword. Yeah, I know I called Andy a loser. It was, just to make him
laugh.
Make him laugh.
Funny enough, when I was a loser, I won. That's the funny thing.
Who told you you've stopped being a loser?
This trust me, loser. You have no idea that
okay, I'm not a loser. I saw you with that stupid hairstyle.
That one with yeah, that hairstyle. I had reps with that hairstyle.
Yeah, it was much better. Please, you are still in the trenches. Shut up.
Yeah, go and creep that.
Guys, it's your forehead. Galactus, calm down.
It's not even up to. We checked, don't worry. There's a way to check.
Your head is not to Galactus.
Nah, there's a way to check, don't worry.
I mean, how big your forehead is?
Yeah.
We're going to share some basic, or let's see some funny events.
Are they personal or non personal?
It can be personal. It can be non personal.
At the end of the day, we're talking about things, you know, guys experience.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Right. Plus. Okay. So, who is starting?
Alright, so this is what. Okay,
Victor, what's wrong? Okay, let's start.
Alright, so. What do you call it? Let me go further on the topic we're talking about. Like, a lot of women are always like, oh, why don't you open up more emotionally? Why don't you tell us all your problems? Look, you people will lose respect for us if you knew some of the things that we're dealing with and we're just, you know, bottling up inside. Like me, for example, what I do is, whenever I'm facing some of these unique male problems...
Spill the beans!
Bitch. I go on Reddit. I go to a page when almost no one knows me. No, actually, most people don't even know me there. And I just write on that page. I talk to like minds and I solve my problems by myself. Because I can't trust the fact that, like, I can't trust you for the fact that I know that there's a small chance you may lose respect for me. I don't even blame you. I don't blame you. It's that I'm going through this problem. Basically, I believe there are some shit that I have to take to my grave. Problems that I must take to my grave. It was made for my shoulders alone to carry, and you have no business even knowing what it is. Now, they may call that being, would I call it emotionally malnourished? No, that's not the appropriate term. The term is more of, being, you know...
Sigma.
No. It's like congestion when you're... Constipated, yes, being emotionally constipated. Basically, you're choking up stuff and you're not letting it come out. But the thing is, this shit should die with me. Literally, this shit should die in my colon.
I have a solution for this, your problem.
Yes.
Don't be offended.
No, that you cannot, you could not possibly offend me based on what I'm talking about. It's not possible.
You need to get your ass eaten.
Hey, God.
Honestly.
I was wrong. He has offended.
You will never be emotionally constipated again. I promise you.
I will shit in someone's daughter. Yes. No, I'm serious. Look, you guys said. Get my ass, dude. I will pour all my shit inside someone's poor child's mouth.
And that's why I drink my alcohol.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
Yeah, so me, my biggest problem now, girls my age.
Hey, God.
What is your age?
Hey, God.
Girls my age, my age group, we young men in our 20s.
Hey, God.
We do not have the same value as the girls in our age, in our, you know, now. Right now, 20s. I say somebody will be in front of me and receive 2 million naira alert. I'll look at my phone. I'm only seeing 40k there.
40k?
Yeah, 40k.
Yeah, 40k.
I beg. Yes, something. I guess it's all wrong.
God punish you people. What kind of punk?
Wait first.
No, the trenches now. We're not gutter.
Wait first.
Are you acting like this?
I thought you used to buy me data. 1.5. You know, buy me.
You send me your Aza.
Shut up. So fat eyes. I'm talking. Keep going. You
see, you gorilla. Gorilla, sir.
I have a solution to that problem.
I say.
Wait, I actually have a solution to that problem that just happened right now.
What?
There is a place I know. If you are ready, we can use you for our own benefit. There is even a special place that will bury you.
You see this grass way there your chest? I will tear it all out, guy. I've been warning you.
Wait, first. Why are you upset that girls our age make more money, less effort?
Listen to me.
Okay, they are not making
that
money.
They are not hustling for that money.
No, wait, let me not say they make on average, but let me not say on average.
On average, they don't make.
Let me not say they don't make, but on average, like, you see that kind of money, like, they would see it with much less effort than you.
Than you, yeah.
You know. Why does that
go? The first 100k I ever made in my life, I sweated balls deep.
Crazy.
Hustle.
Crazy, man.
for it. And then somebody will just come and just send somebody.
Okay, but wait, hold on. The first heavy money, I mean, I did not sweat for it. I just had to calculate best Niger style.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was a gamble.
That's a gamble.
It's not the same thing because there's a mental implication.
Yes.
Of the gamble.
Yeah.
You're basically stressing mentally. There's stress that has gone into it.
I'm not talking
what
about
Andy is saying is that somebody looked at this girl, smiled, wow, and sent her $100K. Meanwhile, his balls had created a West Post in his own boxers before he saw that money.
Okay.
I say, bro, that thing is so depressing because see, babe, your age mates, like, you they feel them, she they feel you.
Worst part is
you cannot carry her to restaurants because what? You not have transport to go back home.
Hey,
what kind of nonsense is that?
Invest in washing plates. If you invest in washing plates, you wash the amount you have eaten.
And guess what? Guess what? In that restaurant, as I did there, person go carry and go house. Me at the trek, go back house.
Emotional.
She can just see one man or one person. Sorry, please.
You know, wait. Hold on. There's something I want to say in regards to what you just said. Do you know how annoying that thing is when you and babe, the worker,
another guy, block the two of you.
Tell the girl how far. Please forget about this guy.
Like, enter my car.
Enter, God.
Like, I was in front of a club with this chick, right?
And nothing depresses me more than that.
I was minding my own business. She and I were talking. You know, this girl was feeling me and all that. And then a guy in a Benz sent a security guard to give the girl his card and his number. And I was just there feeling like an unaccomplished twat.
Like what? You were feeling like what? A rat like in the swat.
I was the shit. The rat was dancing, and I was not the rat.
At least
I was not the rat. At least the rat did something. I was the shit.
Bro, I know that's
right.
You know, it's so bad that, babe, that I like, I cannot even do anything.
No, let me tell you something.
I'll just be looking at her.
As in, she's just this fine.
She's just fine. I'll just look at her and go. I cannot do anything.
This one wasn't even a babe that I liked. This one was like me and my guys. We went out for like to chill. We just chill out. Mm-hmm. So this babe girl comes over, and then little did we know, madam was busy chatting up a girl. Like, she wanted to meet up with this guy. Meanwhile, we already planned to like chill with her and everything. So this guy took us around Abuja that night. Guy, now she spent also. We're the ones actually literally spending our own cash to pay for transport. We took boats from boat to this place, from boat to. At the end of the day, the last place we went to was Junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the place was about to close safe.
Mm-hmm.
So and my guys were just there waiting and like, okay, when they sit down, eat, chill and sleep with this baby and like, okay, let's just chill out. But this baby was busy calling Manu that she wants like to go and I don't know what she wants to do with the guy. I don't know.
Don't want to make any assumptions.
So basically, we the guys were trying to make efforts to like
impress her.
Not impress myself, just like to chill,
chill
like
enjoy
like, just enjoy ourselves. Like we came out with you, like to chill.
She know the reason you lose us.
We lose us, like, but let me say we won. But
you do know that nature, much like society, is sexist, pa?
Yeah. I mean, it's something that
accept your double standards.
Exactly, I've accepted it.
Tomorrow, you guys will be that guy in the car sending your card. To go and give that
Let me tell you something. I will never do that thing.
Are you sure? It feels like a good way to style on a nigga.
No, do you
actually,
no.
I will never do that thing.
Like, hang on. Yeah. It gave me the vibe to want to do better. And I did better the next year.
Making motivation. My motivation for making money doesn't come from the fact that I'm working with fine babe.
All I can say, wait.
I'm a broke boy working with fine babe and somebody can pick her up.
No, Andy.
That's what my motivation is.
Chill. Before you continue, there's this Greco-Roman philosophy that says that the motivation for any great conquest or anything began with the promise of sex.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember this.
You're a big fool.
I'm not a big fool. I didn't think it's the ancient Greek philosophers thought it. That's why I say this.
All the babes where you don't strap last year.
Shut up!
is it part of is it part of the motivation to make money? Where's the money to follow the sex? Show me the money now.
Wait, don't ask you a question.
You said show me the money.
Leave me out of this. That's not literally where I went.
Abba, where's the money now? All of us where they all of us where they strap. Where the money? We follow.
Okay, no, actually.
Yeah, different kinds.
Hold on, wait. I feel they are
different. Yeah, but like,
I feel they are different kinds.
But you get where I'm coming from.
I feel they are different kinds.
This and that's an incel thought, right?
Thank there. Jesus is
only a virgin.
Can you shut up? Why?
We're not talking of virgins here.
I feel that there are different kinds of people, and I do not think that any of us here are those kind of people that want to make money for extra smashing.
Nah, I think we're doing pretty good on that front.
Yeah.
So here's my I just don't like getting styled on. Okay. My problem wasn't with the guy trying to pull it.
I think I can comfortably like point out everyone if they had money. I can comfortably point out what they want to do. Better desktop, better laptop and desktop. With steady,
I'm not
like
talking about
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, talking about small money.
Wait, hold on now. Yeah. Even if it's big money, then for Victor, there must always be light and good network. I don't want a situation where the lights will off and I'll feel heat. That's Victor for you.
Fat man.
Client doesn't want to have two screens in front of him. Client wants to have like 6-7 screens in front of him so that he can cover his field of vision. And he doesn't see anybody. Any other thing that is happening outside world, he doesn't care. Sawa, on the other hand,
Sawa wants to look into the universe.
You have to stare into the abyss. And then tell someone else that she's coming at you.
She's coming at you, bro.
No, wait. But before you guys continue, this is just reminds me of an observation I have. I won't say it's a guy problem per se. It's just an observation. You get me? Like, you know, let's say you are in the doggy position of the girl. We both know you're not staring at her back or her hair. You are staring at something.
No.
Your eyes staring into that
into
hole.
The abyss.
No.
Into the abyss.
You are gazing into the abyss.
You
are gazing into the abyss.
If you don't
it's like a guy problem.
If you know they chop nyash, never reach.
Be careful of the man who stares into the abyss because the abyss stared back at him.
No problem.
I'm trying to not let somebody stare back at me.
Oh, no problem now. Like, you know, at a point you'd be wondering, can I have conversations with this? Can we philosophize together?
See why it's not good to be horny. This is why it's not good to be horny.
Oh, sure.
Your normal mind, that is where excrement comes out from. Do not see that thing as anything other than what you used to shit.
Even the vagina piece.
But when you are horny, you are gisting with it.
Yes, now.
Okay, no, I'm just imagine that when you're not rational, you're horny, you're in your primal, you want to just do the doggy.
Now wait,
and then you're staring at the ass and it's looking really nice and edible.
I want to juice with it. You want to put your mouth there.
Some people have made out with it.
Why
are you looking at me? I'm looking at you.
Give us a problem.
Let me tell you guys something. One thing I notice about guys, like our downfall, it comes from horniness. I can't. Look, let me tell you something.
How many of you are fucked up because you're horny?
See,
me.
The amount of times, you know,
like,
at first, when you hear
I regret it. Sometimes.
When guys tell you, guy, when you're horny, don't do anything. Don't make any rash decision. you're like, nah, fam, I think I can handle it because maybe you've handled it once or twice. So you think you're one kind of pro. Until you're down bad. and when you're down bad, that's when shit goes down.
Literally, bro.
Guy, let me tell you something. When you're down bad as a guy, you start taking loans to spend money you don't have. Yeah? Be trying to... Dude, look, let me just tell you something. When you're horny, right? When guys say rub one out before you do anything, rub one out, man. Or just calm down, take a nice nap, sleep, buy alcohol, weed, something. Just do all that. Lie down, sleep.
Take the edge off.
Because
the extra edge
because
off.
The decision I'm going to make here, if it's a big one, is going to mess you up.
Big in, time, for years to come. You'll be thinking about
times
it.
I've actually been down and then, like, woken up, like, maybe in the night or something after, you know, the aftermath, and I'm like, guy, what the fuck did I do? No, that's bad.
Yeah, that's
bad. You know what? Let me tell you guys something. It's a story here. So, I was down bad one time, yeah. And not only was I down bad, guy, I was also drunk. Yeah, so we went for a party, yeah, and there were like girls there and stuff like that, man. Before I knew it, man, I started talking to everybody, up, left, right, every girl that was there, man. I started talking, man. Yo, how far, what's up, what, you know, what's your name? This, man. Look, I don't care about your name. I don't care about anything, man. At that time, I wanted you to just lie down, open your legs, and let the guy just feel all right. You know, let me tell you something. With that, came a lot of rejection that night.
I was like,
a lot of rejection. So when I woke up the next day, I was like, guy, what the fuck did I do? What? This girl herself, you wasn't even that fine, self. So that's when you start telling yourself all these things, and you're like,
see,
man, I fucked up.
Let me tell you something.
And then you start telling your guys about it and stuff like that. It's like, guy, messed up. Oh. So my advice is, man, whenever you're horny, yeah, just calm down, man, because you're going to make a good, big decision. You'll probably fuck up.
There's something you said that I really liked. You say you got rejected a lot. I say, bros, the rejection saved you.
Yes.
I say, if you didn't get rejected, I know I didn't get rejected when I was in my down bad state. I did something.
But are you not down bad now?
Don't worry about that. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the last time you was down bad and you made down bad and I made a
huge mistake. I'm down bad now, but I've not made that mistake yet. I've not made the mistake.
You don't say that there are levels.
Yes, I didn't say I won't make this.
You know there are levels to down bad.
Exactly.
Like, you know there's down bad, there's down terrible. And there's down
I say, imagine you now had like a threesome. Like let's say three girls agreed. You now had the threesome with three different gremlins.
Gremlins, oh my god.
Or creatures of darkness.
None of them were
can't be here looking like
none of them were hot. And none of them, you didn't even see their faces because you don't even know what's going on. They are drunk.
Like, imagine you having sex.
And then you wake up the next day with like three of them on you that vomit or something on the bed or some shit like that.
And then next thing, yes,
now.
Or just, it could have been a lot. I'm just saying, it could have been a lot worse. Thank God for those rejections.
It's worse than that.
I'm telling you, it
could have been a lot worse.
Nah, shit.
I say I haven't been rejected and I didn't feel good.
Nah. And another main thing that guys go to, personal clarity. Guys, personal clarity is real. Let me just tell you that. And in my own case, it doesn't make me get 400 IQ or something. Man, when I get personal clarity, I just look at this world, this life, and I say, it's rubbish.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Rubbish, man. Let me tell you.
We can get you damn near suicidal. I remember I remember one time I went 7 rounds. I said that was the highest you can.
Hola, bro. Hola, Tunde.
Hola, Ni. It was clearer than. Listen now. I was telling you, 7 rounds is not the problem. It's the aftermath. I say I could see clearly.
I could see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Like river water. I say I turned. I saw what was. Me. God.
You have to get to the seventh round before you knew that.
You're trying to tell me that there's just not one, three phases of down bad.
I said seven deadly sins, guys.
Seven deadly sins.
I say, bro, we were tired. She was dozing off. I wasn't dozing off. I was clear. I was seeing clearly. I turned and I saw what was there. I was like, God, what have I done?
I have become death.
I was just staring at my naked, sweaty self.
Let me say something.
What have I done?
See, this reminds me.
I need to change. I say I went clean. 4 months. Nothing. Clean. No babe, no guy, nothing. I'm not talking to anybody.
Why you say no guy?
Yeah, I don't discriminate.
I'm just pee now, man.
Anyway, guy, 4 months straight, I was good, man. I didn't want to think about anything again.
That gives you clarity.
I was in monk mode for 4 months.
Next thing, I'm sure he was in the call session. He had that call session. He was on that call session.
I said,
how far? Any issue? How you doing now? Any issue? Huh. And I'm sure he's like every like 2 seconds you call. Any issue? And then, but calm down, bro.
I said 4 months. I was in monk mode. I was basically in India.
But you said Nirvana.
Attain clarity.
I said I ghosted everybody.
Guy.
God damn.
I know where you're coming from. Your whole followers, it took me a whole year.
I say, the babe I had a crush on that time, I ghosted her. The cross withered away and died.
No, mine took me 1 year. I was just super. Like, ah, no.
You have to be super.
Wait, what happened? How was this trap?
Is
this 7-8 round?
No, if I tell you this thing, man. Okay, let me just put it like this, man. The sex happened. Then after the initial happening, I was like, wait first. This person is not what is. The look, I was like, car, God, no. Personal, I said, I don't even want to continue yourself. I went to go and play football. I said, wear your clothes, go to your house.
Misogyny!
It's not, but at that point, I just realized, like, God damn, no, this is
the last straw.
It was a mistake.
I'm trying to think of down
God
bad.
Damn.
Wait. I'm thinking about it because that means I'm very picky because every time I smash, I always look at myself in the mirror and think, nice.
I've never had an oh no moment.
We
intentionally went into it. We both agreed. We
That's what I'm saying.
Found each other attractive.
I mean, I must be very picky if I've never had.
But once the kids are gone, there's this feeling of. I say sometimes you can be feeling suicidal. What's the point of life? I don't even want to live in this world anymore.
No, it reminds me of one of my friends. We're roommates back in Veritas. See Veritas? Useless place. Very useless school.
No offense.
To any of you that go there, but you know. Y'all know the school you go to. So anyway, this idiot, me and my friend, yes, we were in class at night. We saw this particular guy with a particular girl that he was like, nah, nothing's happening between two of them. We saw him like this and we started laughing. He just told you like this, I beg. He just said, God, I beg, I'm not telling anybody, I beg. Like, y'all know how it is.
At last, you deny it in public.
It was the girl that nobody rated.
Yes. Just
down, horrendous.
So you were not telling us that we should just lock up now. We would lie. We told everybody. I don't think I've ever done that shit.
I can relate.
You stay away.
I've done it.
People have eaten now.
For you?
No, I remember in secondary school. This law went as back as
me. I know it.
I called it law because I remember in my secondary school, I had a bunch of friends like this. So there was one. The guy was like, okay, we're in JS1, and then this was the ridiculous law. Yeah. The guy.
JS what?
JS1, guy. Forget.
My
see,
God,
guy, don't judge me.
That child.
We had
young man. Sorry.
When JS1, JS2, any area. So the guy was like, he had the law book. And he was like, okay. He had certain rules. You're like, okay, don't do this, don't do that. Please, girls, don't make me. I don't think anybody feel bad, but like, don't fuck up girls.
Mm.
And then that one stuck to me. I was like, okay, why? You're like, well, there's always going to be feedback to your mind that there's something you just fucked up with.
Which is why I say that I'm a very interesting person.
I don't sound like it's sexy, really? But because this one also goes vice versa to with girls. Yes, because there's some girls that don't like, oh my God.
Especially
those that have like that go through shit just to get money.
Exactly.
Like,
I pity them.
Don't degrade yourself.
Hi! I pity them.
Don't degrade yourself just to get money.
So what are you saying? Because someone is ugly, they are low.
No, I'm not saying.
No.
I didn't discriminate when I was down bad.
No, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes! Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Let's be very honest with ourselves.
One man's food is another man's poison.
Go to Instagram. Go to Instagram.
Now, wait.
Instagram just proved you wrong.
Wait. What do you mean?
Go to OnlyFans. Proved you wrong.
There are fat girls on OnlyFans that make millions.
I've not seen.
Quarterly, they are. Everybody has a type. Everybody has a type. Just because plus size girls aren't your type doesn't mean that someone else doesn't like them.
There's a difference between fat girls.
If you read Cosmopolitan,
Lizzo is actually fine.
Hold on.
Yes, Lizzo is fine. Yes, Lizzo is fine.
I know. I know. Guys are into that kind of.
Yes.
Armless porn. Yes.
What?
people amputee porn, not
amputee. Oh, yeah. They call it amputee.
Let's stop going into the dark ages.
Exactly.
Dark realms. Let's stick to what normal people are into.
Don't talk about feet or ass here. Wait. Ass is allowed. Feet is not allowed.
I was trying to say normal people are into fine beauty.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to talk about, you know.
Must
you know
everything go to your fetishes?
No violence.
Violence.
Before we continue.
Beauty is not in the eye of the beholder.
It really
beauty
is.
Beauty is natural.
It really is.
Yeah. There is a natural standard for beauty. There are researches. Check the researches. Law of averages. Check research law of averages. People are beautiful. I know. I see them. And I cannot hold myself back. They are beautiful, that's all.
Well, the man is that everybody is beautiful. Everybody is beautiful to everybody.
Because you are fine, that's why I can say this nonsense. I slap you. That's what fine people everybody that is fine will be like,
looks don't matter.
Ugly people will tell you.
Rich people will tell you money doesn't matter.
Bro, I saw how she behaved when I said hi to her, like my mouth was smelling. Even though I was three orbits. It's not smelly, I'm not fine. I don't have money on top.
Okay, Eddie makes a solid point, right? Eddie makes a solid point.
I think
point
for a guy, another guy problem, solid guy problem, if you don't have money, just how attractive are you? Because there are some certain kind of girls. Because they're attractive. To me, I believe that because Davido said it was, nah, money be fine, but no be say. Like,
that's not a lie, you're fine. Forget that money thing.
How fine are you as a guy?
It's a guy problem.
Okay, girls, yes.
You can because yeah. I know people. I have a friend, and I hope he listens. He told me. He said I should not tell you. He said that they have used akara to seduce him. I said you are. You are a useless man.
I know the exact friend. He's a very useless
person. We know the guy. You know me that see it. He just came and whispered, see it. Like, no, see, I went somewhere and you know, I ate someone akara. I've been seeing her. I said, hi.
She liked it.
Okay, go.
Just that akara. He's not
here's the thing. He's not the only friend I know who that has happened to. Someone
akara.
No.
The same akara.
No. This is a different fellow.
We had people that used to visit vendors after they are finished making domi.
Oh, it's true.
They will go and make. Let's keep frying.
That's problem guys have. If you are not fine, you have money. Even if the money on top says they finish, still useless.
Even the money too much.
You need to have more money.
No, it's not about money.
Money helps the system. As a man, money will cheat the system for you. Like, seriously, like, guys, that I tell you, get money. Money will help you cheat the system.
No, let me put it like sense this. Guys, sense guys like this. With no money. No, let me put it like this.
Yeah, sense guys with no money getting get money. You, are we the right people to be giving this advice?
Well, let me explain to you like this.
We have money, we see the toilet.
Let me put it to you. No, let's put it to you like this. Let me just put it to them like this in a way. See, let's say now you like a girl. And another guy likes a girl, but then again, that guy that likes her came to visit her with Uber. You drove your Benz to visit her. You know, if you're pretty, if you're handsome like the guy, two of you are basically on the same in terms of looks. If you're same on the same wavelength and you have that money, chances are, you know, financial and you have that money, chances are, you know, she will gravitate towards you more. She,
because, you know, you're better looking and you have money.
You're just as good looking and you have money, so that means you are twice as good looking.
Anyways,
shit, man.
We have come to the end of this session. Sometimes you gotta bag the boss up. I call that taking Corey gambles. Find yourself up in the food court. You might have to enjoy your sample. All these thoughts on Chris and Mingle. Almost what got Tristan single. If you don't ball like him or Kobe, guaranteed that bitch gonna leave you. Ay, time is extremely valuable, and I prefer to waste it on girls is basic. That's just some yay shit. Right now, let's do what we want. Let's have a threesome, you and a blunt. I love your titties, cause they prove.